Scripture this day comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew in the 5th chapter. It's the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And it begins in this way and with this teaching. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then Jesus began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. I've been opening doors throughout this fall, exploring ways that we can open ourselves to God and how God opens God's self to us. Exploring these ways together with different scripture and asking each time if we're going to open that door further, that God might be more a part of our life. We've opened a door of praise way back in September and followed that by exploring the door of prayer. Then on World Communion Sunday, we opened the door of presence, in the presence of God where two or three are gathered, in the presence of God in sacrament. We opened the door of power, understanding that God fills us and gives us a power beyond our understanding. We opened a door of peace, something that is entrusted to us and asked not to be cowardly with our sharing of it. We opened a door of proclamation as we acknowledge the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, of the posting of those 95 theses, proclaiming God's word and grace in the face of adversity. And without having to go much beyond what we've already heard today, reflecting on the names that have been read and that chime that has echoed through our space, we see in them and the witness of this life the door of persistence. People who faced what we would think are overwhelming odds in their life, coming up through the Great Depression, many of them, through a great war, through a society that was in change, and yet they carried the light of faith and persisted in their witness. But we will explore a little bit of this door of persistence, not to overshadow in any ways what they have already proclaimed to us, but that we might also hear the challenge as we think about the light that has passed from them to us, and to make sure that we are persistent ourselves as we go through the challenges of our life. Let us take a moment and pray. Gracious God, may the meditations of my heart and mind and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight. May we hear your word afresh and may it inspire us anew. In Christ's name, amen. Halloween. I know it was all the way back at Tuesday. Grocery stores were already had us fast forwarding to Christmas even before it happened. Halloween. Formerly, it was All Hallows' Eve. the night before All Hallows Day, All Saints Day. Halloween is now the second most popular holiday in the United States. Second most popular holiday. And that's not just among the children. I cannot believe they are the ones putting out all of those decorations and lawns. Now, what continues to haunt me is not the fascination that we seem to have with dressing up or making believe or even with death on one night a year, but rather how easy it seems to be to go from holy day to holiday. When you have a child, this brings us even more to the forefront where you want to create an understanding for why something exists, why we do the things we do. But if you ask a child about Christmas, they're going to tell you about who? Santa Claus and presents. But we seldomly hear about Jesus. You ask a child about Halloween, and what do you hear about? Candy and trick-or-treating. So I try when I come to Halloween, and I'll admit we dressed up as a family and went trick-or-treating. It's not like I sit in my house as a hermit trying to ward it off. But I try as I might to think of its original meaning. To be reminded on that night before All Saints of those who have passed on to me the story of faith that planted it within my life and my heart. To think about holy days and not just holidays. But there's a problem there too, because we often, when we start talking about saints, we think of them as models of perfection. And it's really hard to relate to models of perfection. What I'm really more interested in is the saints who know rather what turning the other cheek means, and who do so deliberately and struggle to do so and know that they have fallen short of that. It's those that in the midst of our remembering them throughout this year, as we recalled their legacy, there was laughter mixed in with our tears as we remembered the very real people they were. It's interesting to me that this celebration, All Saints, is one of the oldest in Christianity. Some date it back as far as the 3rd century, when it would have gone by another name, All Martyrs Day. It grew from martyrs, as those of the faith were no longer being put to death because of their faith, to All Saints. And I think we would add to the long list of all those to include, as we do on this day, those who have been the storytellers of the faith to us, who have planted that seed within us, parents and Sunday school teachers and pastors and organists and music directors and countless others who have shown in their life a persistence in trying to enact their faith, even in the face of adversity. This story which we gather and read from and explore is a story we didn't create or even find on our own. It was saints who shared it with us, who nurtured us in it and guided us along its ways. And truth be told, we know they weren't always consistent in living out the story. But somehow they still managed to share some of it with us, to pass it along, to tell us that we could do even better. And to do as best as possible to exemplify its core meaning and truth. The story, the values, the way of seeing that makes us Christian. So we honor in All Saints the storytellers. We don't include those plaster of Paris saints, ones remembered and honored because of their perfection. Because none such exist. And even if they did, how could we connect to them? The saints that touch us are the ones that connect with us and live in the same messiness where we live. And yes, there are some who lived life with a purpose and clarity and transparency where it's like you could see right through them to the purpose and intention of God. You could see right to Christ not unlike the connection between Christ and God. Jesus so transparent that when you looked at him, you saw right through him to God. But these are not the saints we're accustomed to. And we can, by the gospel read today, think that saints are those who simply accept abuse and arrogance from others, who acquiesce with a calm, "Jesus still loves you" smile. But if that's what the gospel is encouraging, then I think we're off the mark. I think what it's encouraging is persistence. Persistence in the living, persistence in the application, persistence in the forgiving, persistence in the attempting, in the trying. And so we remember today the saints who shared the Christian story with us. They may have been saints with flaws, but then so are we. Nonetheless, they passed on the story to us. Maybe we can all take just a moment to remember and honor those saints who nonviolently resisted the world's injustices in the service of God's justice. In the words of one of my favorite hymns, which we sang, "Oh, may thy soldiers, faithful, true, and bold, fight as the saints who nobly fought of old." Alleluia. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, as we have gathered to remember all those who have been part of our journey, who have helped us in our understanding of you, who first told us about your love, we know that we are to do more than just recall and remember. We know that through this time, you also call us to holiness. So give us the wisdom today to understand your will more fully, and courage to live as your people in this day more boldly. Help us to understand that sainthood is not those whom were perfect, for there are none who are save you, but those who did their best to live their faith through the messiness of life. Sainthood is for those who faithfully share the story. As we remember, may we be inspired and may we aspire. In Jesus' name, amen.